The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Oh, you got a gigantic stick up your
nose. Oh, hold it.
You might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show on online gaming radio with our special guest, Zam.com's EverQuest 2 content manager, Selena!
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna wait 2 hours on Gentle Show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
do. I'm just glad I got my ale.
It's time to get it started on the most sensational,
entertainical, worth-a-medical, practical. This is what we call Gentle Silverwing Show!
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello there, everyone. This is the Gentle Silverwing Show for the 23rd of August, 2011. I am your host, Gentle Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my girl, the burning of my loins, the tailor of fine armors, the collector of cogs, and the reason we have a mature audience warning at the top of the show, Elkman Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can log on to the in-game chat channel, which is OGR on the Antonia Vale server. It's up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Gentle's parodies, Elkman's videos, and get all of our social links and much, much more, you can get them at kithacore.org. How are we doing today, Elkman?
Frustrated. I can't get into a public quest.
Can't get into a public quest?
Oh, everybody's in Great Divide 1. There is no groups doing public quests in Great Divide 2 or 3.
Oh, that's weird. Normally you don't have a problem.
I know, but everybody's cramming into the first one, and if anybody starts one in the other one, they get creamed. I've been in a couple of those. It's not pretty. Not pretty at all. But then I was in one in Great Divide 1 the other night that was doing Stormgate, and they... Can you believe it or not, we failed.
Aww.
I was like, oh, nobody was watching the Marshal. They've got tactic where they beef up the Marshal and they let him take the big guy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody else goes up on the hill and fights all the other ones.
Hmm. Now, I haven't done a lot of these things, but I don't think I've ever been in one that actually failed.
Yeah, the Marshal died, so you know, less of a thing.
Well, what the hell, huh?
I'm just doing them so I can get the cloudy villa. Very dum dum dum.
Just link it.
No.
Cloudy Velium something.
Jewel, yeah.
Jewel. All right.
You turn those in for 500 faction.
Right, right, right.
Right. So the first time you do each one of the public quests you can do once per day and you get two.
Right.
As far as I know. I mean, I've tried doing more than one ring war, and I didn't get any more, so...
Yeah. Lyra is saying that the breastplate does not exist. For the public quest.
Oh, bull.
Do you care to differ with that one?
I care to differ with that one. Maybe not for her.
You see, with her denial of being a Frostfell elf, I feel that those above us have put a flag on the breastplate. If Lyra is in the group, it does not drop.
Sorry.
That's what I think. But I could be wrong. What the hell do I know?
No, if anybody's in on the AB server and you happen to be in Great Divide 1, if you could throw me a rope.
Throw that woman a rope!
I'm stuck over in Great... There's Great Divide 2 and 3, and nobody else is doing public quests.
Mm-hmm. Well, then.
It's sad. It's very sad.
It's sad. There are many, many things in this... in this wonderful gaming world that we simply do not understand.
Well, you know what I don't understand is this. I watched this go up in the public auction today. Do you want to know how much they said they sold that sucker for?
How much?
1900 plat.
You're kidding me, right?
No. I don't understand it.
Let me take a look at it here.
Is that worth 1900 plat, folks?
I don't think so.
Dominant tunic of correlated prime minister. You say it.
Hmm?
How do you say the name of that tunic?
The dominant tunic of... How the hell do you say that? Coagulated? Primality.
I don't know.
You know what? I have to go online right now and look up coagulated.
Well, bottom line, for a ranger, at least you can pick out the Forest Stalker's Thrashing Halberk.
Woohoo! Thrashing Halberk!
So, you know, but I don't know. Is that worth 1900 plat?
No, definitely not. People buying it are fucking desperate.
Oh my god. I watched the auction channel just to see what's going on.
Well, like I said, there are many things in this wonderful game of ours that we simply don't understand. Here to help make sense of some of this, Zam.com's EverQuest 2 Community Content Manager, and I'm going to butcher her name right now, Silena?
You got it right.
I got it right! Silena, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing just ducky. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Now, as everyone knows, GU61 has been pushed back to Thursday. We're gonna talk about stuff. We're gonna talk about what's coming up. I don't read patch notes. I have no idea. So I brought in an expert. She gets paid to do this.
That's true.
Very true. All right. So let's take a look at some of the things we can look forward to on Thursday. And some of the things we may be dreading, and some of the things that may be, you know, just wait, a crash waiting to happen. I'm sorry, I am still haunted to this day by the Shadows of Luckman released. Were you playing EverQuest 1 when that came out?
Yes, I was.
The almost month of downtime.
My remembrance of Shadows of Luckland was I had an AMD processor, and for some reason, anybody with an AMD going into Shadowhaven would crash and couldn't get back in the game.
God, mm-hmm. I remember that.
I had a guildmate have to log me in just to get me out of Shadowhaven. I couldn't go into the expansion for like 2 days. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. So, we're hoping it's not going to be that bad.
I hope not. I don't think so. I don't think it's that catastrophic.
But we are looking at a lot of changes.
Oh, yeah. The itemization is going to be a biggie, and there could be a lot of issues with that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so I'm glad they're taking the extra time.
Yes, that's apparently what's pushing them back to Thursday. Let's talk about that itemization. Now, what exactly are they doing to every item?
They're trying to get it more in line with the, for lack of a better way to put it, the dumbed-down stat revision that we have, the two-stat thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing it for the lower level, so I think everything between 10 and 80. And I think they might have also included Sentinel's Fate now.
Okay, so...
revising them.
So instead of having a bunch of stats that may not mean anything to your character, it's going to be a bit more customized for your class and whatnot.
Right, yep. And you're going to find a lot more random drops through the world, so you know you're not going to get only good armor by going through the golden path. You can go Thundering Steps, kill names, and you'd get a legendary drop.
So
that's going to be a big thing, because people actually have a reason to go back to those zones.
That sounds excellent.
Yep.
Now, you're going to be able to mess around with these items, alter their stats. Is that correct?
That'll be with the expansion.
Oh, that's the expansion.
Reforging or whatever, yeah.
Okay, I thought it was coming out in GU61. See, I don't
know. Are you kidding? That's an awful lot for them to, you know, come out all
that would be a lot, yeah.
Come on, Novrin, get to work!
This reconfiguration of all the stats of all the gear from what tier to what tier again?
From 20 to 80.
20 to 80.
Plus all the crafted stuff is a lot.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot. You know, a lot of people are nervous. I've heard all sorts of things that people are going to do. You know, they're going to just take screenshots of everything they've got. Some people are going to go naked. They're going to take everything off, which I suggest you don't do, because if you've got anything that has adornments on it that you want the adornment removed from, so maybe you could use it someplace else, you have to have it on. You have to have it equipped.
Yep.
So not your appearance.
Yeah, not in the appearance slot.
Right.
Damn it.
So you folks out there that have, you know, a specific set of raid gear, you might, you know, if you want to have that adornments off so you can, you know, tweak and whatnot, you may want to have your raid gear on when you camp out on Wednesday night. I'm just picturing Brass and Greg and Rothgar just carrying around bull whips right now. What? Damn it!
I feel bad for Silius. You know, he did the vast majority of the itemization changes, and I think Ninja's helping him now. But, you know, that poor guy had to be chained to the desk for weeks or something, you know. Coffee machine next to him, and I don't know. I feel bad for the guy having to do all that.
Red Bull IV hooked right up to the vein, yeah.
Uh-huh, because they've claimed it's like 40 to 50,000 items, and that's a lot for one person. Even if there's a script running, he has to go through and fix whatever it messes up. That's ridiculous.
Man.
So, I give props to him. Even if it turns out to be a mess, he tried.
Yep. Now, you are the EQ2 content manager for Zam.com. What does that mean for your database?
Database is a godsend to us. Really. It helps so much. You know, we still go through as soon as things hit test and we get the wiki portion up, because even though we get database info, it doesn't equal a walkthrough in the least. So we do the walkthroughs, we get all the new pictures and content and whatever we can do, and we leave stuff like mods and items to be automatically updated when we get new database entries.
So what happens? Sony sends you a database file or something like that to automatically update your stuff, or?
Yep, we get down basically a watered down version, so we don't get everything because they don't want us to see everything, which is understandable.
Well, yeah.
And then we use what we can out of it, so it helps link, you know, items to the quest that rewards them or mobs and their drops, things like that. That's pretty nice.
Mm-hmm. I can't imagine going back to the... I couldn't imagine you guys going back to the day where everything had to be manually done.
Yeah, luckily actually, when I started, we hadn't gotten any database stuff from them for, like, months. It was pretty bad. And recently, it took a few months before we got the GU60 stuff. We actually recently just got GU60 stuff.
Wow.
Uh-huh. There were some issues with it, so... You know, sometimes it takes time, and we do have to do what we can manually, and that's why we let things like the items just wait, because it's too much, you know, it's just me and Calthena at this point.
Right.
It's too much for just us two to do it.
I mean, I was actually at one point looking at creating a fletching guide at kethacore.org, and I got part of the way done. I'm like, oh, fuck this. Oh, to hell with this. And wow, it was just too much for me, just for the fletching stuff. Then again, I'm not a data entry kind of person, you know. I sit there, I'll get my shoulders all hunched up, and it was like, cramps.
It's a lot, you know. During game updates and betas, I about I lose sleep. I'm working for so many hours, it's crazy. But it's definitely worth it. It's sometimes hard being the person that has to figure the stuff out, but yeah. We have a great test community that helps a lot. And, you know, during beta, there's all kinds of people that'll help, and it's always appreciated.
You must live on the test server.
During the past couple weeks, I've been on test more than I've been on Everfrost. So, I definitely end up living on there sometimes.
Yeah. Every time I try to download test server, I get errors, so I just forget it. And I don't feel like wiping it out, and, you know, I'm doing the old, you know, copy my EverQuest 2 folder to the test folder, yep. And I don't want to download 16 gigs again.
I can't blame you, I wouldn't either.
I mean, we have DSL, it's not like we have, you know, the cable internet out here. And it takes... Last time I actually had to reinstall EQ2 from scratch, it took like 3 nights.
Wow. Sucked. That's pretty bad, yeah. For me, it's about 6 to 8 hours on cable. Yeah. I can't imagine 3 days.
Did you experience the internet connection that they had at Fanfare?
Actually, yeah, we used the room connection once.
I mean that Sony had.
No, the only thing I did was a few Aether races for the contest, but I didn't use it otherwise.
I helped True Flight and Xanadide upload. Uh-huh. They were doing a podcast live from Fanfare, and Sony let them use their internet connection for this.
Nice.
And I helped True Flight, because he couldn't remember his username and password and stuff, I helped him upload the podcast to OnlineGamingRadio.com, and we thought it was a mistake. Like, okay, upload. What do you mean it's done already?
Oh, wow.
He uploaded a 200 megabyte file in like 3 seconds.
That's ridiculous. Wow.
I would shoot my grandmother in the head for that kind of connection.
No kidding, that's pretty nice.
Okay, both of my grandmothers are dead, but that's besides the point. Man.
That would be nice. I wish the rooms had that type of connection. It was terrible in the rooms.
Oh, I know it.
We were trying to write an article for about the expansion, and it was just so laggy that we finally just gave it to our editor-in-chief and said, here you go, have fun.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? No, hell, I tried it. And I ended up tethering through my cell phone, and had a better connection. That's sad.
Wow.
That's really sad.
Yeah, that is.
All right, on to the game update. Let me see here. Faye and Arisai will have a quest to give them the gift of flight.
Yes. Are they going to have to be at least 85? Is that 85. Adventure or crafter too?
Yep, it works for both. Yep.
And they got to be 85.
Yes.
Yep.
But they're born with the wings.
No, there's a whole quest line to find out because they there's a reason why they couldn't fly before, and they're learning how to do it again. Something along those lines.
I would think, you know, because it is a winged character, I would think maybe start them off with like beginning wings that are only like. Like a 15% boost to speed or something like that, you know. And work your way, you know, and have them level with you, you know, or do another quest every once in a while. But
that
would
be cool.
But, I mean, it's a winged character. I don't know.
They're trying to be fair to everybody else that has to wait till 85.
Yeah, I suppose.
But, yeah, I can understand. But there's lore behind, basically, I think they end up telling you you're too fat to fly or something like that. Calcine ended up running those, I didn't. But I think that was the culmination of what she told me happened, is you're too fat to fly. So, evidently you're born really fat and you learn to trim down at 85.
Nice.
I don't know.
Too heavy for the wings.
Yes.
Gotcha.
They're tiny as heck, so I don't know how that works, but...
I don't know.
Whatever they felt like writing.
Well, I suppose, if you think about it, the Fae can't have hollow bones, because they wouldn't be able to go into combat.
Right. They'd crush.
They'd get crushed big time.
Yeah.
So, sorry guys, it's either, you know, have bones or fly, I suppose. And by the time you hit 85, your wings are strong enough to carry your fat ass.
There you go.
Okay, so that's that. Let's see here. What else we got? Trade skills will have a alternative advancement tree.
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen this. I can't get on the test server, so I haven't seen it.
I'm pretty excited about it. They're moving Ample Harvest over from Shadows to Trade Skill Tree, which is nice. I think they're moving over the, what was there, a Progress one there?
Yeah,
they're moving those ones over, and then by the time you get to the bottom, there is one that gives you a chance to not consume components when crafting a spell, and one that gives you a increased chance to of harvesting rares.
Well, that's good.
That one I'm more excited about.
That sounds really good.
Well,
what I think they ought to do is, like, the very last one that you can pick, make it just like EverQuest 1 was. It's one click. Either make it or break it.
No. Oh, that'd be nice. I've thought of that sometimes, but
I hated those.
That's it.
Honestly,
yeah, it got very grindy because you were doing so many of them in a row. Yeah.
Well, you didn't have any You didn't have much control over it.
Right.
Know?
I mean, a lot of people.
At least now you do a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, lot of people, especially those who came over from EverQuest 1, do bitch about the, you know, how long it takes to craft something. But at least you're giving, you know, like Elkman just said, at least you're giving a chance to fix it if it starts going wrong.
Yeah.
Because I'm sorry, I went through this Stonewood compound bow combines, and I had one fail. My very first one fail. You know how hard it was to get all the components for that the first time?
I never failed.
Oh, my God.
I actually never failed making a Stonewood compound
I don't want to hear it.
But, you know, that's because... I'm sorry, Jethel is the man. I'm sorry. I am the ranger.
Shush with your name on it.
And, of course, all the regular AA tree lines will be swapped around and beaten up. And
oh yeah, let's know that all our AAs are getting reset. Oh boy!
Yeah.
I gotta say, some of this stuff is actually confusing the hell out of me. We mentioned last week that, like, critical mitigation percentage and stuff like that. That, what the hell do they do? Let me bring mine up here. Any of the new ones, really. I know what attack speed is. That's pretty self-explanatory.
Critical mitigation was explained to me last week.
Okay. Potency. What the hell does that mean?
I forgot that one.
Potency.
Does that add to your hit? Like, how much damage you do?
No idea.
I think. It says your abilities will increase by 68% for mine. I think it adds to how much you hit for. I don't worry about that stuff.
Or how fertile you are.
I rarely group. I rarely raid, so I usually don't worry about that stuff. I just put on stuff with high agility. The base amount of damage / healing before criticals.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, so let's say my base damage on my dagger is 79 to 46. So if I have a 50% potency increase, it would increase it by 50%. Is that what we're saying?
Sure.
Sure, why not?
Don't throw numbers at me. I'm not the numbers person.
Yeah, that was just kind of like Bill Murray and Ed Wood. Do you renounce Satan and all his evils? Sure, why not? Okay, Sarest is saying it affects the damage of combat arts and spells only. Gotcha.
Okay.
See, we should need to get Sarest on here because he's the one that took me out and taught me all about this stuff that I didn't know.
All right, Sarest.
I'll give you definitions.
Sarest, you come on the show next week. And there, that's done.
Isn't that simple?
See, we Shanghai people on the show. You know, we'll go to the Wayfarer's Wayfarer Inn, which is his roleplay tavern out in Gorowin, and we'll just, you know, throw a sack over his head and drag him to the show. You know, we'll keep him in the closet.
He won't mind.
Yeah, he won't mind. We'll throw him some cheese every once in a while. He's a Vertonga.
coming on the show, like, boy! Geez.
Okay, so, Elkman, you get a hold of Sarest after the show and Shanghai him.
Seduce him with your feminine wiles.
Which version of him?
Whatever.
Okay.
Whichever. All right, let's see. What else do we have in my notes here? I'm just going through my post at kithaclub.org, really. See, we already covered the equipment revamp. Personal house and guild hall, voting and hall of fame.
Yes.
Star rating. I'm looking at a screenshot right now, which, yeah, okay, I ripped off from Sam.com.
I noticed.
What?
I can't get to the press server to take my own screenshots.
It's all good.
As long as you do the link back, everything's
yep,
fine.
Yep, I got a link right there to Zam.com's.
Or they're going
to
send
right
Guido
up
after your butt.
Yeah. This looks cool, and of course, we encourage everyone, as soon as this comes out, we encourage everyone to come to the Legion of Kithagor Hall and give us 5 stars.
See, Guild Halls
be paying people, I'm
test
sure.
Oh, the Guild Halls weren't working on test?
Yeah, Cloudrat tried listing and the Heroes of Test Guild Hall, and it never showed up.
You know what?
There's a filter for Guild Halls.
Okay, I was just going to say, I'm not seeing it in the categories either. I see Hall of Fame, Small, Medium, Large, and Massive Homes.
Yeah, we checked all the categories. We couldn't find it at all. We tried filtering by Guild Halls. It didn't show up, so they might intend to add it, and it just doesn't work. It let her publish it, but it never showed up.
Weird.
They might have fixed that. I haven't looked in about 5 days or so.
You know, maybe you have to go pay some plat for that, you know?
What?
You know, slip a few plat.
All right. Anyone that gives, you know, 5 stars to the Legion of Kithagor Hall, Elkman will give you a plat.
Hey! No!
I don't have any money!
It's not my hall, it's your hall!
Jethel doesn't have any money, he never does.
Well, he'll do lap dances for you.
There we go. I'm looking forward to that. I'm sure, we... What's that, hon?
Huh? What, you doing lap dances? That's what I'm laughing about.
Oh, I see.
You said you were going to look forward to that.
No, I was looking forward
you're
to the...
You're looking forward to looking to doing that.
Unfortunate wording. I'm looking forward to it, too. I have 3 houses right now that I'm ready to publish, so...
Excellent. Of course, we had a guest on our show a couple of weeks ago, Never See from the Inhonia Bale server, is a prolific and very, very well renowned house designer here on the Antonia Vale server, and she said she's really looking forward to this. Of course,
oh, I'm sure.
Of course, I can see, you know, Hall of Fame. Never seen.
They're adding achievements for that too. If you get into the Hall of Fame, there's achievements up to I think 10 houses.
Nice.
That you can have added, and you get titles for each house. That's added to the Hall of Fame.
Cool. Any clue what the title, your personal title, will be?
I don't remember. Zelmet had posted something on the community forums with a link, and she has screenshots of all of them.
Nice.
So, I recommend going to look at her site.
Excellent. Looking forward to that. I need a drink. Hold on a second. Jesus! Where's me ale?
Oh, come here, that door! Come here!
That's the stuff. Okay. I need another bottle up here.
You do?
Well, I can get it out of the show. It's fine. Alright, let's see what else we got here. There's going to be new crafting items, including 16 floor titles, 5 crafted dividers, house signs, and a partridge in a pear tree.
I think the house signs are going to be cool.
Now, see, the house signs are coming out with now. You're going to mouse over them, and you know you have a little pop-up window. That is exactly what I meant when I suggested house signs on the show a few years ago. But they came up with the magic mouse.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, don't get me wrong. I like the magic mouse. I think it's kind of cool. But I do think I'm going to like the new signs a lot better. And there's going to be a lot more room for text.
There is. I have a picture somewhere where I typed almost it felt like a book on the thing. I think
wow.
It ended up being close to 250 characters of text.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
so
that's very cool. I can see people who run RP taverns having their menu on it instead of in books now.
Yep, that would be nice.
That'd be pretty cool. Tell the boy to shut up.
He's out in the living room, for God's sakes.
He's loud.
I'm looking forward to the new tiles.
Yes, they all look very nice. You can find them all, of course, at eq2.zam.com or, of course, at kithacore.org.
Or eq2.eq2traders.com, too.
eq2traders.com.
Yep.
Let me see here. I'm looking at them here. I like it. They're nice. And of course,
oh, yeah, the stone ones are nice.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, if you can use the house editor, you can always just pop them up on end and use them as walls.
Yep. Well, they're adding some new dividers, too, to match the extra tiles. And then there's also Drunder tiles being added.
Drunder?
Yep.
Drunder. You haven't
if you
been
did
to Drunder.
The, if you did the G60 trade skill quest, you get books from Drunder. And you can buy a new book. Any artisan level 90 can get it.
I don't think he even knows where Drunder is.
I don't even know where the hell Drunder is.
It's an eastern waste. You fly way up in the sky forever. That's my best explanation.
Gotcha.
Basically, you go to the cave with the stone guys.
Uh-huh.
And go straight up.
Oh.
You'll see it way up there.
Oh wait, is it, that's the platform I landed on where I wasn't
way
sure where
there.
The where I wasn't sure where the hell I was.
Yep.
And oh, the Awakening Lance is below you.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, then I have been there. I just didn't know what it was called.
Well, now you know.
And
you
no
were
one's
on the doorstep
half the battle.
Of Drunder.
And I'm
Lyra,
being,
I had the same thought.
And I am being corrected by the Delmon that Zalmat is a guy, not a girl.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now we know.
My apologies to Zalmat. I see a girl avatar, I see a girl.
Mm-hmm. Now we know and no one's
exactly.
No, wait, that's supposed to be G.I. Joe, sorry. Hey,
well,
Domino's on the, in the chat. Hello, Domino. We're talking about you. No.
Oh, my God.
I think Domino ought to join us on the show right now. That's what I think.
She will never do that. I don't know why, but how much are we going to have to bribe her?
Fudge. You need to make fudge.
Again?
A fudge.
Maybe
fudge.
Invite Quo.
Fudge just for her.
You were butchering her Fae Flying Corps.
Come on.
They were not making this big... He was. I wasn't, Domino. He was.
It was secondhand lore. I didn't run the quest.
The Fae are too fat to fly. That's our story, and we're sticking with it. Pudgy little Fae.
We just didn't want to spoil it for everybody who runs this quest. We want them to read the dialogue so that you spent.
No, we've done it. We've gone through the lore, and
that's right. Just click yes.
And as children, the Fae are taken up to the highest level of Kelithin and tossed off.
Maybe this one will be different. We need another one. That one landed on an orc.
That's how they got glide.
Oh boy.
Avoid the orcs.
All right.
Oh my.
What else we got here? House sign.
Hey, tossing.
We will have a prelude to the Beast Lord class, but the Beast Lord class will not be available at this time.
Yes.
So we'll have some quests and lore, I'm sure.
Yes, to explain why the Beast Lords are coming back.
To explain why the Beast Lords are coming back and why the Rangers are losing their frigging hawks.
We're not losing the hawks.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not.
I was told we're losing the hawks and the Beast Lords are getting them.
I thought we were losing the ability to charm pets.
Oh, charm
animals,
pets, that's right. Charm pets.
Which was
pets.
An AA line that usually no ranger in their right mind gets. At least that's the last
You time told me to get it!
I had it, and then I got rid of it, because
oh.
I read in the, you know, if all the other rangers don't even use it, if they group or raid or anything.
So right away, I have to hate the Beast Lords. No matter how good they actually are. You've stolen our charm pet, you bastards.
It's not like it was very useful. It didn't last
Okay, very long. This is my opinion.
On you.
This is my opinion. I'm okay with losing the charm pet if our three ranger pets start doing something, anything, besides cheering on the animal killing us.
But I thought that's what their job was.
Come on, folks. Jeff's cuddly companion needs to do stuff. Maybe he needs to pop popcorn. Give him some pom-poms. He's already cheering on the mob's killing us. I have a pet named after me, and it does crap. Come on!
No, it doesn't do crap.
It doesn't do anything.
Well, at least it doesn't do it in the woods.
Well, true. Well, who knows? They might. He might at that.
No. He's got to live in the woods.
So I'm hoping that Domino is taking notes. Rangers want pets that do something. Want a pet that does something. Come on, man.
Well, then if you want a pet that does something, make a beast lord.
Well, then I wouldn't be a ranger now, would I? Come on.
Or a necromancer or conjurer. Nerf rangers, I don't know. You're in trouble now.
See, everyone wanted the beast lord class. Let's get beast lords. We want beast lords. Hurricane Rangers don't have any beast lords. And you nerf the rangers!
They always do.
Damn you!
They always do that to us. I've noticed in the last few updates, quite a few updates, I have not seen any major changes to rangers.
No, we haven't had any major
changes. You know, I'm reading
updates.
Down the classes and it's everybody else except us.
Pretty
it's
much.
It's like, well, did we escape? Or did they just get shoved under the carpet? I don't know.
I think we got shoved under the carpet. They don't want to face us at this point.
I just keep my head down.
You know what it is? They're not doing anything to us, so we'll be thankful when they, you know, do hit us. You know, like, well, everyone else has been really beaten with the Nerf bat in the last year. They haven't touched us.
Yeah. Yet.
Boy. All right, what else do I have for notes here? Da-da-da-da. Okay, so yeah, we're going to learn some stuff about the Beast Lords and how they work, why they work, what do they do for work, how much do you get paid for work.
No, we're only getting the first half, though. There's going to be two halves of the story.
Do they like Stroganoff? That's what I want to know.
You know, I'd love to spoil it, but I think Cronin would probably strangle me he has a ton of dialogue. He'd probably strangle me if I gave it away. So I'm just going to say, read the dialogue. It's really good.
Everyone, read the dialogue.
If you have two characters of two different alignments, do the good alignment first, because then the evil alignment will make more sense afterward.
Oh,
if you don't know the background, the Beast Lords already. If you already know the background, what the true spirit is, it's not going to matter. I think the good alignment explains it better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to this heroic dungeon that's allows people to at least see the inside of the plane of war.
Oh, the elements of war.
Yeah.
I don't know if it looks the same as the Plane of War. I went into Elements of War once, and I died, and they hadn't added revive boxes yet, so I had to petition to get out. That was my experience. It was very exciting.
Well, I was listening to the podcast,
very pretty, though,
and it's supposed to be a way for people to, who usually just do heroic dungeons, to be able to see what the Plane of War is like. It's a scaled-down version of it, I mean, but it still allows you to see the new mobs that they've created and all this other good stuff. So I'm kind of looking forward to that. It's going to be interesting.
There's lots of fire. That's about the only spoiler I can give.
All right. Now, what I'm sure a lot of folks are wondering, I'm sure it's not going to be with this one, perhaps with the next expansion. Speculation. Will the Shard of Growth be revealed? What do you think?
I don't know.
I mean,
they said they were going to add on to Eastern Ways. That's possible.
That is possible. I mean, the Awakening Lands is there. The tree, the tree is there.
So maybe if the tree gets healed, the shard will come.
Perhaps. I mean, from the looks of it, the tree is what's the word I'm looking for? Corrupted of some kind.
That's a corrupted version.
Yeah, that. But it is in the pretty much the right position.
Yeah, but if you did the quest that I did, that I got the scimitar thingies from, the seed has been given to Fiona V, who was in the Greater Phaedark, for safekeeping.
Hmm.
I mean, part of the quest was to get a container and soil and water and all this stuff.
Right.
And it, for the last seed of the plane, the Tree of Growth, that leads to the Plane of Growth, you know.
Well.
And Furiona V's supposed to play a bigger part, I thought, in Velius. Because we helped her out during the Durit Ring event.
Yeah. So don't know.
So what the hell, guys?
Give him a chance.
We haven't seen her yet. She had creepy eyes, though.
How so?
They're like, did you do that quest after the Druid Ring event? There was that whole lore quest afterward.
No, I didn't get to do that.
They had an actual model of Furiona V, and her eyes were like shifting all over the place, and it was really weird.
She was all shifty-eyed.
I didn't notice that when I saw her in Greater Phaedark.
You know, it's like, I'm trying to help everyone.
She's probably working with Lucan.
Bitch.
Yes, she does look very pale compared to other.
Well, Fiona's a high elf. High elves are supposed to be pale anyway.
That's true.
She's an old school high elf.
She was very fleshy and popping out of her top too, which
nice.
Is
nice. And I miss that. God damn it!
I can always appreciate that.
Actually, in Jethel's personal lore, Fiona V was his first crush.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Well, Jethel was a young elf during the Battle of Bloody Kithacor, and of course, Fiona V and her forces fought on the side of good in the Battle of Bloody Kithacor. So, you know, Jethel gets taken by the Dark Elves during the siege of Rivervale, and of course, Fiona and her forces free everyone, and Jethel's like, ooh, pretty. She's got boobs.
When I did the quest for,
Halfling, you don't have much boobs. She got boobs.
She's got boobs you want. When I did the quest for the Blessed Scimitar of the Emerald Dawn, you get to see her in the Greater Phaedark up there with the Fae Queen.
Hmm.
I don't remember her eyes being shifty or anything, but she did look a little pale.
Yeah, a bit bloated, too. Like, her face was chubby.
Hmm.
I think they were just trying to replicate her exactly, which looked really odd compared to our player models.
Yeah.
They probably could have just used a modified version of, like, Tanera's model. Which I have seen on numerous occasions, because I have that, Valhalla's, tribute band. And she pops up every once in a while.
Yes, Jethel Kanzaik has a party in his pocket.
I got a party in my pocket, baby.
He does.
Unfortunately, Interruk shows up every once in a while.
Or
even worse, Bertoculus. That gross undead rat is a real buzzkill, you know? You know, you're trying to have your band put on a party. You're trying to impress the chicks. All of a sudden, Bertoculus shows up. What a cockblock.
Sorry.
Sorry, no. Bye. God damn it. Anyway. In case you haven't noticed, we do have a mature audience warning at the beginning of the show, so don't worry about language or anything. Unless you got marching orders from Calthane, don't embarrass Sam.com.
No, she actually just said have fun.
All right. Well,
she's been mocking me on Twitter ever since. So
now she, Calthane's been on the show.
Yes.
It's been a few years, but she was here.
She knows what it's like.
She knows what it's like. I'm sure she listens in. I'm surprised we got Smed on this show. Apparently, he's never listened to the show before.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, now that he probably has been on, he'll be running forever.
Like, I'm never going on that damn show again.
Calthine said to tell you that she's so happy that you just taught her kid new words.
Oh, no.
Oh, hon.
Today's word is cockblock.
I was going to say. what does that mean?
Sorry, folks. This is not Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. This is the Jethel Silverwing Show. If you don't want your kids learning these kind of words, we had a mature audience warning at the top of the show.
So, it's all your fault.
Just put some headphones and music on the kids' head. There you go.
There you go.
Mine are in bed. That makes it easier.
Ah, there we are.
Oh, all right. What else we got here? Dynamic Dungeons. Wait, is that... well, I have noted here Dynamic Dungeons. Are the Create Your Own Dungeon things going live with this, or is that in the expansion to come?
Create Your Own Dungeon is the expansion.
Okay, so Dynamic Dungeons must be just a few new dungeons coming in.
Yeah, it's they have the Palace of Sabaron, I think is how you say it, and Silent City, the Delving Dead.
Ooh, the Silent City. That was from the Lost Dungeons of Norrath in EQ1.
Yep, and apparently when you go in, each time you go in, you'll be facing different mobs.
Ooh.
Yep. They have, the example Kander gave was 15 different population sets for Silent City. He didn't say how many for Palace of Sabaron.
Nice.
I managed to go through all of the Silent City one, and it was quite interesting. The final boss was very hard. I had to pull in some help for that.
All right. Note. Get help. You ain't
doing
fun,
this
though. Solo.
Yeah. Right. They have some interesting tricks there, and it was fun. And I got a whole bunch of the new random world drops there. There's a whole bunch of belts and forum pieces dropping from the trash mobs.
Mm.
So that was kind of cool.
Now, let's get your opinion on something that's very near and dear to the hearts of my audience. What do you think is going to happen in the upcoming Frostfell season? Are we going to see an entire playable race of Frostfell elves that Lyra can be part of?
I don't know. I think if they introduced a race of Frostfell elves, then Lyra would probably have to preside over them, and that's a frightening prospect.
Queen mm-hmm. of the Frostfell elves.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to play this quote from Smedley right now.
Hello, I'm John Smedley from Sony Online Entertainment, and Lyra, you are a Frostfell elf.
There we go. John Smedley, president of Sony Online Entertainment, has officially declared Lyra the Frostfell Elf. Oh, I need a massage. Anyway.
They would have to be elves in cubes.
Mm-hmm. Tofu cubes. I can see it now.
Tofu?
Tofu cubes. And they will destroy Norrath.
Coming this Christmas. Coming this Frostfell to a theater near you. She thought they were harmless. This Christmas, the cubes take over.
And Lyra is their leader.
It'd be a nice change from the Icy Keep, though.
It would. That's one of the things that kind of... I really do hate to say it, but some of the things that are kind of boring me lately
mm-hmm.
is some of the established things like the Moonlight Enchantments, the City
right.
Fairs, and now, you know, Frostfell, even.
Blasphemy!
No, I'm gonna say it. Some of this stuff is boring me, because it's... With the exception of, okay, there's a few more things to craft, or a few more items to get on the merch and stuff like that, they're all the same.
Yeah, it would be nice if they did a massive change up to some of the events, especially huge ones like Knights of the Dead and Frostfell.
Yeah, it's just...
While I enjoy being able to do the old quests with new characters, at the same time, it's kind of boring doing the same thing every year.
It is.
Now, I still like the events, especially Knights of the Dead and Frostfell, because I love the feel of them, you know? It's just very holiday-esque, but...
And don't get me wrong, I love the fact that the, during the part of the... Night of the Dead, the maze, where you have little characters that are named after food.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, when they attack you, they go, "Bro's magic cake is for ah." and that, of course, is quoting one of my songs. I love that, and I thank you very much for it, but I really, things are getting a little boring for me sometimes.
Yeah, at times. You can only run the hedge mage so many times. You can only grind Icy Keep so many times before you just want to stab yourself in the head with your mouse. And I don't know how that's possible, but I would figure out a way if I did it enough times.
Oh, you don't listen to my show very often. I beat up a mouse with a hammer once. It makes some nice sharp shards.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go. Now I got ideas for this Frostfell.
Alright. Well, yeah, some kind of change up. I'm really getting bored with some of this. I couldn't tell you the last time I participated in any of the Moonlight enchantments.
Yeah, I ran it on 3 characters this weekend out of my 9, but that was it. It was my 3 newbies. You know, give them some extra AA.
Yeah.
That's about it.
I mean, don't get me wrong, that there's a lot of nice stuff in there. Just,
Well, you can only, you know, stock so much in your bank and
right.
put so much in your house and before you're like,
Yeah, once you're done, you're just like, well, I'm not going to be doing this anymore. I mean,
I'd love to see some new Moonlight Grottos at it. That would make it a little more exciting again for that one.
That would be nice. I mean, I don't think there isn't one for Sinking Sands, is there?
No, I'd love to see a desert-themed one. I'm all about Maj Duel housing and all that.
Sure, get one going in Maj Duel. There we go. There's an idea.
People want a city festival, at least get a grotto there, you know?
Right.
Then maybe one in Kingdom of Sky.
Sure. That would be different. Why not? All right. Actually, I think that's all the notes I had on the coming update. What did I miss? To the best of my knowledge, they have still not re-released the character sitting emote.
Yeah, I tried that the other day. It's gone.
Yeah, it was up by accident, and it worked okay for humanoid races. That is, but it didn't really work for the. For the races that have like animal type legs, like the Ratongas and the Sarnax.
Well, they don't need to sit.
Yeah, to hell with them.
They can stand and bring ale or something.
Yeah, although it is still in the It is still in the social menu. The last one on the list is sit chair, but it doesn't do anything anymore.
I thought it was on test. They may have yanked it back off.
Quite possibly.
Because people are arguing about whether or not females should cross their arms under their breasts.
What?
Or maybe cross their legs.
Do they go under your breasts or do they go on your breasts when you're sitting in a chair?
Who cares? It's a freaking game.
Usually my arms kind of hang down to my side. I don't think they're attached to my breasts at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what I think they ought to do is, like, I think Ratongas should sit, cross their legs, and pull out a pipe.
That'd be pretty awesome. I could see a halfling doing that, too.
I was just about to say that, and the halflings, too. What else?
Sit
down and start whittling something. That would be cool. And of course, everyone wants to see racial dancing.
That'd be nice. I'm tired of waving my arms around like I'm having...
A seizure?
I don't know. Yes, a seizure, thank you.
Doing the flash dance, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, it could be worse. In EverQuest 1, everyone still does the Cabbage Patch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm logging in there occasionally just to slash dance. And...
I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to forget about that. Oh my god, why didn't you bring that up?
What's that,
I'm going to log in tonight and take a video of that and put it on YouTube just for you now.
Of what? I missed it.
Of me dancing on EverQuest. I'll take a video of that.
There you go.
No, I try to forget that they did the Cabbage Patch.
They do the Cabbage Patch, I'm afraid so. That's all they do. Oh, well. It didn't used to be that way, did it?
We always did the Cabbage Patch.
No, yeah. I'm pretty sure. I thought the original dancing was something
smoother,
different.
I think. Once they revamped the models, I think it was a smoother dance.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know. still kind of funny.
And for the record, Cute Mode 2 does not need to exist.
I don't even know.
Oh, come on. It's amusing.
Oh my goodness, that's terrible. Don't. How do I get out of this cute mode?
Cute Mode 0.
Cute Mode 0. Oh, thank God. No. My head's normally tiny. Never mind. After seeing without this huge head, that's terrible.
Oh, they're saying there is a Cute Mode 3. Let's see. I don't think I've seen that.
Now I'm going to go nuts trying to figure it out.
Oh, Cute Mode 3, you shrink and get
with
gigantic
hands.
Nice.
Yeah. Interesting. They put a Cute Mode command into Free Realms.
Oh, yeah?
I can't remember. It was some really ambiguous command, but it gave everything huge heads.
Huh.
I don't know. I have a button on my wall that does that for me.
Button on your wall?
Yeah. You push the button and your head gets big. And you push it again and it's small. There's one to make it really big and one to make it really itty-bitty small.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Free Realms.
You mean in Free Realms. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
And the shrinking head cauldron or something?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then there's
my daughter
a couple buttons I got for the wall would make my head big. I don't know. I had to get in there because they had Thundercat stuff.
Thundercat
sword. They had a Thundercat poster.
They had a Sword of Omens?
Yes, I got a Sword of Omens on my ninja. And and then there's a t-shirt. Thundercat t-shirt.
Hmm.
So yeah, I had to... I did that over the weekend. Back and forth. Logging back and forth. Ah!
Nice. Okay, well, I think we're going to take a music break. And during this music break, we have a brand new Ask a Drunken Dwarf. And I have a brand new song. Matter of fact, I just remembered I have a brand new song. Derp. Help if I can find it. Oh, yeah, there we go. So we will have... All right, there we go. Now I'm all set up. The brand new song is called... Don't Steal Our Cheese! If you have a Rotunga, you're really gonna like this.
We're nervous, the problem. Rotungas cross the sea. Guards watching so closely. Move in right down the street. They're suspect, they're sneaky. They'll do just as they please. We're fearful, they're skittish. They're gonna swipe our cheese.
Dwarf! Right here on the Gentle Silverwing Show! I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And down here in the mailbag, I am Cheez-It Nibblebuns, and I'll be reading your questions to the Drunken Dwarf! Are you ready, Dwarf?
Yeah, well, I'm blind, stinking drunk!
Then let's get to the first letter! Dear Drunken Dwarf,
yes.
Why is the rum gone? Signed, the Dread Pirate Nibbersea.
The what now?
The rum.
How's that again?
Rum!
I'm not following you.
Rum!
Aha! What? No, wait, what?
Rum!
Huh?
Rum!
What?
R-U-M! Rum!
What is this rum you speak of?
It's booze!
Booze? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
Well, it's gone!
What?
Gone!
Well, why is it gone?
Well, how the heck am I supposed to know?
Well, do we still have any ale?
Oh, sure, lots of it.
Well, the hell with the rum? Bring me ale!
Come on, come on!
Bring it all! Thank you very much! No!
When you have Prell's Magic Cave.
That rum stuff sounds like something to give to a monkey. Next question!
Dear Drunken Dwarf,
yes.
If you were paddling upstream in a river of chocolate pudding and the wheels fell off, how many pancakes would it take to fill the Kinos moat?
What?
Signed...
It doesn't matter who signed it. We need to start screening these things. That was the most random piece of crap I ever heard.
Can't argue with you.
Next question!
Oh, boy. Dear Drunken Dwarf.
Yes, yes.
If love is blind, why is lingerie so popular? Signed, the Naked Newbie.
Hey, love may be blind, but Lust loves to ogle. You know what I mean. You got no idea, do you? Next question!
Coming right up! Dear Drunken Dwarf, I finally got up the nerve to ask this hot girl out on a date,
mm-hmm.
But she says she'll only go with me if I bring her to the most elegant restaurant, buy the most expensive meal, then take her to the most exclusive nightclub in town. What should I do? Signed, poor slob in love of Long Shadow Alley.
Well, it's very clear to me that this woman is, possessed by the devil! That's right! Any woman that demands the finest things when you obviously can't afford it isn't interested in you in the first place. She wants what's in your pocket.
Now my random assortment of buttons and belly button lint.
What? No! Gold!
Gold?
Precious gold!
I like gold!
Without which, you can't buy ale!
Oh, come on,
Jesus! Oh, thank you very much. Oh, that's the stuff. Next question!
Dear Cheez-It Oh, hey, it's for me.
Well, there you go, then.
Well,
do you want me to read it?
Yeah, sure.
All right, I'll read it.
All right.
Dear Cheez-It Nibblebuns.
Yes, yes.
What advice can you give for a happy and good life? Signed, New Rotunga in Kinos.
Well, you know, the best advice I can ever give anyone is, the early bird may catch the worm, but the second rat in the trap gets the cheese.
What does that mean?
I don't know, it's something my grandma used to say.
Oh? How is your grandmother anyway?
Which one?
Oh, the one that gave you that advice.
Well, let's just say she got to the trap first.
Oh, Jesus, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
I didn't mean to bring up any uncomfortable memories for you.
No. Not uncomfortable. That was the best piece of cheese I ever ate.
You were the second one there, weren't you?
And that's all the time we have for Jessica Drunken Dwarf, here on the Jethro Silverwing Show.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheez-It Nibblebuns, reminding you that you can ask your questions to the Drunken Dwarf by emailing drunkendwarf at kithagore.org.
That's right! You can find all of our social links at kithagore.org/social. And now, back to Jethro and Uncle Jenna!
Alrighty, and we're back.
Compared to being Fred?
Okay, see, this is why I normally say okay and, you know, something else.
Why?
Hey, you always come out, you be Fred, side to side, baby.
Well, what's wrong with that? It's our thing.
The thing.
Things.
Jesus.
Alright. Selena is still with us.
She didn't run off?
We didn't send her.
Not yet.
We didn't send her runaway screaming for her sanity yet.
We're not doing our job.
I know. Okay, so you said that we missed talking about something. What do you got?
The Velius Adventure Quest.
The Adventure Quest.
Dun, da, da, da.
Yes.
Right, so a little fanfare.
What's going on with the Adventure Quest?
They're adding on more after you get your flying mount through the adventuring series. You can continue on starting in Gomari, and they send you off to Eastern Ways.
Ooh.
To help move some of their griffins out there.
All right.
And you have to deal with the wild griffins already out there and all that. And then the other one is, if you've done the quest at Rygor Keep before, there's a whole story where you help some escape Thrail Gore. I think that's how you say it.
Hmm.
And that Rageborn guy disappeared and all that. And you help them establish their own clan.
Excellent.
So it gets you some more solo armor.
I'm into solo armor. I'm mostly
there's
solo.
There's
that
auto-casting wand. I think it's auto-casting for the casters, mages.
Oh.
That they can get from the Thrail Gore one.
I'm always for solo-able quests. I don't group much.
I hear ya.
People tend to get me killed. Not that I'm mentioning any names.
Hey!
Okay.
Hey!
Okay, you haven't killed me in a long time.
Well, that's because you haven't grouped with me in a long time.
See, she admits it!
That you haven't grouped with me in a long time, so you haven't given me the opportunity...
Guilt!
To even try!
Guilt!
No guilt whatsoever.
So what you're saying is you like getting me killed?
No.
But you're not guilty about it.
Well, it's not my fault.
Yeah.
Not my fault.
I didn't do it! Uh-huh.
See what I have to deal with here.
Yeah, it's not my fault. I didn't do it.
Yeah. Well, you have.
Not lately.
Okay, I am being asked to make an announcement. Yes, Elkin dinner is cold, yes. I was asked to make an announcement. To join everyone for the Pride of Magic duel with the Festival of Sands this coming weekend. It's the Magic Duel version of the Festival of Unity. Fun and excitement galore. You can find all the information on guildportal.com, and you can do a search for Magic Duel Festival. And they have a schedule of events.
That's good. Are they going to have, like, you know, building sandcastles since they have so much of it?
Somehow I don't think so.
What about sand in your shorts? Are they going to have anything with that?
I have no idea. They
sand might. Bottles.
Let me see here. Guildportal.com.
Well, there. Sinking Sands has lots of colored sand. You can make sand bottles.
Yeah, there you go.
See?
Why not?
What else is Sinking Sand have? They have genies?
Yeah, they have genies, dancing girls. I like that.
Well, Domino said she decorated the desert for them, so that's all right. Nice.
All right, let's see what they got here. Profile, green, mail, chat support, voting booth.
That's this weekend, right?
This weekend. Come on, where's the schedule? Alright, there we go.
28th yellow snap.
I got it. It starts on Friday, the 26th, at 5 p.m. Pacific time. So that would be 8 p.m. Eastern time. Friday they have the opening ceremony. They're having a contest called Your Camel So Fat. I'm guessing there it would be an insult comment insulting the camels. Kind of a
what did the camels ever do to anybody?
I don't know. Then they have one called Can You Stump the Sphinx?
Well, next to impossible.
You got another one here called Master of Debate.
Master of... Okay.
Of Debate, yes. And, yeah. And they got one here called Magic Duels Got Talent. So that might be like a karaoke night or something like that. All right, so this coming weekend, starting on Friday, Festival of Sands in Magic Duel.
Sinking Sands.
Sinking Sands. Magic Duel. Like, Sinking Sands, everyone. And you can just do a search, guildportal.com, Majdul Festival. It came right up on Google. Alright, so, yes, and as a reminder from Clorny on the Oasis server, don't eat the yellow sand. Why would you eat the regular sand? I'm not sure.
For sandwiches.
Sandwiches, okay.
That makes sense.
Wow. Sorry. Have you seen the new mounts in the station cache?
How new are they?
Oh, I don't know. Today? Have you seen the fiery griffin?
Well, yeah, that's not new.
Well, no, there's a phoenix. Last time? Yeah, a phoenix, fiery griffin.
That's been out for a while now.
Not since the last time we were on.
The incandescent Swiftwing?
That's been out for quite a while.
Yeah, that's been out for at least a month.
What about the other thing, the gnome thing?
The gnome thing.
The turbo rotor?
Turbo rotor.
I think that was last week it came out, maybe?
Yeah, I don't think we announced it, though. Yeah, it kind of looks like a, my god, it's a mobile lawnmower.
It has death skulls on it. That's kind of scary.
Wow.
I'm not sure I want to drive anything gnomish with skulls on it.
It's for the goth gnomes out there.
Goth
you know.
Gnomes.
Little goth gnomes running around wanting little skulls.
Oh, well, they do have a couple new hats. The minstrel caps. They kind of look like berets. But they don't.
Yeah.
But they don't have a raspberry beret. Well, I suppose the rose-tinted minstrel cap... That's more
close enough.
She wore a strawberry beret.
You can wear it with the Mara outfits, and then you'd have a full band uniform.
Oh, there you go. I don't think there was anything new this week, though. Take a look here. Welcome window. Nope, the Windwalker's Robe Crate is the newest thing on there, and that's been out for at least a week.
Yeah. Well,
I know we
probably
didn't
Thursday,
talk about
then.
Yeah. I know we didn't talk about the mounts, though, last time we were on.
Okay.
So it's new to us!
Alright, so, yeah, we have the new mounts. I believe Nobrin did the Swift one. The Swift Wing. The Phoenix one. We love Narvin. Narvin rocks so much.
He rocks and rolls.
Shop now.
They have new plushies.
Plushies, we see here.
Yeah.
Housing.
The Kana Fighter and Onaya Protector.
Oh, yes.
I bought those as soon as I could. I have a plushie army going on.
Nice. I bought a few of these stone gargoyles.
Oh yeah, those are nice.
Gotta wonder if there's anything under those shells. Onaya protectors.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Anything going on under those? Come on.
Trying to be Madonna or something.
No. We're talking about this generation, so it'd be Lady Gaga.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Who is a total ripoff of Madonna, but...
Well, somebody had to do it.
Yeah.
Did you hear what she's doing? She is trying so desperately to outsell Madonna that she that she actually dropped the prices of Born This Way to 99 cents. I mean, the entire album is 99
yep.
cents.
Did you know yep. she released the entire album to people who play Farmville?
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
That's kind of sad. There's like millions of people that play that game.
Well, they even had a little Lady Gaga farm, and every day you ended up getting some little Lady Gaga type item and a yeah. new song from the album.
Oh my goodness.
And when it was all done, you could listen to the whole album for free.
Wow.
She's like, she's exploiting herself.
She is. Just because you sell a whole bunch of records at 99 cents doesn't mean you made a bunch of money.
Yeah.
No, I meant I got her album for 99 cents only because I had a 99 cent credit on Amazon.
Oh, there you go.
Might as well. Get up for 99
There's
cents.
A couple good songs.
Yeah.
My kids love it.
I actually understand that proceeds from Born This Way were actually supposed to go to a charity.
Oh, yeah?
But she's now knocked it down to 99 cents just to get the sales, just to get the sale numbers. I sold 500 million albums. Yeah, but you didn't make dick off it, did you?
No, that doesn't help the charity much, I don't think.
Doesn't help the charity. And for people who are buying the physical album, they actually, like, bumped up the shipping costs.
Oh, wow.
She's being sued.
Yeah.
I guess the charity's not getting anything or something like that. I gotta look it up again. But there's some kind of scandal going on. They were bumping up the shipping charges to actually make a profit on a charitable item. Isn't that nice?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. I'm not sure if that's been settled, but that's what I read a few weeks ago.
I thought somebody else was suing her for one of the songs on there.
No, I guess the charity was suing her. So what the fuck are you doing? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you promised the proceeds to go to this, but, you know, you want to make money on it, too. I mean, well, you can't have one, you know, you can't have both.
You can't do both.
Right, you can't promise the proceeds to go to charity and then want a profit.
Yeah, it was her own fault for selling the album for 99 cents in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it may not be her fault, too. How much how much control does she got?
No idea.
Yeah, it's probably the record company.
Don't know.
Record company says, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Want to do what now? What? Yeah. I still want to know.
I know her and Yankovic got into it a little bit. Remember?
Well, it wasn't her. It was her manager.
Right.
Yeah. Or so they say.
Yeah. Weird Al wanted to do Perform This Way. Gaga's management said no, but Lady Gaga was like, what are you, nuts? Yes, do it. Because it would be promoting her.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, actually, there is a there is a thing in the pop community. You've made it when Weird Al has done a parody of your work.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, to say no to Weird Al would be kind of stupid, really.
Well, he would still do it anyway. He just likes to ask.
No, you know, he said he said in an interview recently that if anyone has said no, he wouldn't do it.
Right.
But he doesn't have to ask.
But he could legally do it. Yeah.
He doesn't have to ask. Because parody's covered is an exception to copyright rules.
Right.
Alright, now since...
He's being nice, though.
Since True Flight has mentioned it in the Legion of Kithacor channel, East Coast got shaken up a little bit today.
Oh, yeah. My brother called me about an hour after that, because he's just outside of D.C.,
I have not heard from my family, but I don't think, I really don't think anything was damaged.
No. President of ZAM is in Virginia. He was about 7 miles from the center of it. He said there were some cracks in his apartment building, but that was about it.
Wow.
So, you know, it's nothing major, but for East Coast, 6.0 is a pretty big deal.
Yeah. Guess so. Shit, where was the epicenter of that? Let me look it up real quick.
I think something in Virginia.
Oh, it was in Virginia?
Uh-huh.
I thought it was closer to New England than that.
No, the whole East Coast got shook up.
Yeah, my family in Ohio, they're in eastern Ohio, said that they felt it. Barely, wow. But they felt it there.
Okay, here it is. Los Angeles Times. Why am I looking for Los Angeles Times?
Tarian said by Richmond, Virginia.
Yep, yep, it says Virginia here. It was upgraded to a 5.8 magnitude. It was originally reported as a 5. But as someone who grown up on the East Coast, we're not used to it. You know,
that's true.
You get a magnitude 5 earthquake on the West Coast, no one even drops their coffee anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but in an area that's simply not used to it, I'm sure everyone, you know, shit themselves.
Pretty close. My brother called, and the first thing he said was, "That was cool!" I'm like, oh my gosh.
I mean, I think the strongest quake I ever felt on the East Coast was, God, when I was a kid. I think there was like a 2.0. I mean, it was like someone slipped a vibrator under my pillow. What the hell was that? It was enough to wake me up.
Because, it was a quickie.
Right, it was just a quickie.
Right.
And
the only one I remember in Ohio was it made the dishes rattle, and that was about it.
Hmm. No, but, you know, I've been on the East Coast now for, what, almost 7 years now? And I don't think I have not felt anything that I know of, anyway. I thought I did
at one
point.
Yeah, we don't get them in Michigan.
I thought I did, because in the old store I was working at, used to have large trucks driving by every once in a while. I thought one of them was one. You know, you get a huge big rig hitting a speed bump. Say, oh crap, what the hell was that? But yeah, so no major damage done according to this article that I'm skimming through now, but people are actually making quite a few jokes.
Well, of course.
Let's see, there's a sign of a billboard here, the earthquake special. Come shake up a pint at Brinkley's. Apparently that's the name of the pub.
Wow.
I'm sure there were some places that sell milkshakes that were probably doing some puns as well. At least I would have. Did you feel that? It was one of our new Chocolate Delight milkshakes. Yeah.
Jeez.
I would do that. That's a marketing opportunity.
Jingles.
That's a marketing opportunity right there, I'm telling you.
It is. I've already seen that lawn chair knocked over picture reused for it.
Nice.
Yep, nothing fell over but the lawn chair.
Uh-huh. Look at all the devastation. Last time I saw that was when
bet you the guy
Hawaii
ran out the yard and kicked it over.
Probably.
God, he
looks around, nothing's tipped over, he runs over, kicks it over. Ah!
Take a picture, put it on the internet.
Yep. I still love that video that I posted on linked on Facebook a couple of weeks ago about the it was supposed to be rioters caught in the act in London. And you know, it's a video. It's just a very calm street, a couple of trash cans.
No, oh God, I saw that one.
Some old guy walks up, knocks the trash can over, and walks away.
I saw that. I thought that was great.
Okay, so Thursday, we're all looking forward to it. I think we can all agree to that.
It'll be something.
Cautious optimism is what
yes.
we're talking about here. Cautious optimism.
I went through my banks and pulled out some gear that I'm going to swap around and make sure I have equipped, because mm-hmm, I wouldn't mm-hmm. mind having the adornments off of them. I mean, I don't have anything fantastic right now, but hey, an adornment's a dormant.
Yep.
I could use it someplace else.
Sure.
I did the same thing.
Yep. So
get back what I can.
You know, folks, really, let's not wake up on Thursday, log in, and start bitching. All right? Oh, how can they do that? Stop it. Okay? Just grow up. We're not in World of Warcraft. Grow the hell up. That's all I have to say about it. Unless, of course, they really screw with the Rangers and damn you! I will fly to San Diego, find out who's in charge, and take them out to dinner.
Yeah.
I can see the banter in the office now. Did you see that? Jethel came in, grabbed Smedley, and dragged him out of the building. I understand they're at McDonald's right now.
That's classy.
I'll go down there. I'll take Smedley, Dave Goranson, a smoke jumper, and Domino, and I'll drag him out the door, and, you know, we'll have big meals.
There you go.
Oh, boy.
I'll teach him for messing with a ranger. You're going to enjoy that Big Mac.
No, here's what I'll do. We'll sit down, we'll have our Big Macs. So, like taking stuff away from rangers, huh? Oh, yeah? Let's see how you're going to like that Big Mac without the Biggles! How do you like that, huh? Oh, I am insane. So there's two. Oh, and Domino, by the way, guess what showed up at my new work in the break room? Marmite.
Oh, my. She'll be happy to hear that.
Marmite is some kind of a spread made from the dregs of beer. And Domino was was forcing everyone to try it. Oh, she was shoving it down everyone's throat. No, I have not tried it, but there is a jar in the break room for some odd reason. I don't know why. I don't know who brought it.
You watch. He'll sneak in there tomorrow, stick his finger in it, taste it.
Sticking nothing in that jar. Okay, so what's left to talk about here? What are we going to talk about? Let's talk about... Yeah.
Belly button lint.
No, let's not talk about lint.
I guess you'd have to dig for that subject.
Oh, God.
Oh, my.
Tonight on the Dental Zeppelin Show, we discuss the finer points of Marmite.
I never tried it. She forgot to come over to my table and give me some. For that, I may be grateful.
So, Domino is saying toast, lots and lots of butter, and a very small amount of Marmite. Now, my question is, if you have to use a very small amount, why are you using it?
Yeah, I don't understand that one.
You know, it's like, you know, peanut butter, I would just spread all over the place.
He does.
Jelly or jam, I would spread all over the place.
He does that too, but he does clean up after himself.
I do. I mean, even after I bake. You know, but before the pancakes hit the pan, I have cleaned off the counter. But anyway. I don't know. I don't think I want to try that stuff.
You're a chicken! Fuck.
No, there are no chickens in EverQuest 2.
That's another thing. How come?
How come there are no chickens in EverQuest 2? Comments! What do you think?
I think we need more cow tipping contests.
Well, they should make them like chickens in Zelda, so if you hit them with a sword, they'll start, like, the entire town of chickens will attack you and chase you out.
Oh, jeez.
I played a lot of Ocarina of Time.
The longest time in EverQuest 1, there was milk, but there was no cows. I was wondering, what did they get the milk from?
Yeah, there were no cows, so what the hell. But there are Nagas.
So they probably milked those.
No, wait, we're talking about EverQuest 1. Okay, in EverQuest 1, there was milk, but no cows. But there were dogs. There were milking gnolls!
That's what we thought it was.
No milk!
I don't even want to think about that. That's pretty gross.
So oh, I was really happy in every God. Message they did have cows.
True Flight from EQ Tuesday says, female troll breast milk.
Oh.
That would be green and lumpy, I think.
Yeah.
Ew.
That was the worst part of the Akasha expansion was the zombie trolls on the beach, and when you saw the females running toward you, you see these zombie breasts just flop. Oh, my God. I have
no! Yeah. Sorry. Flashback there.
You get damage for those boobs, you know?
I know.
Trolls have an unfair advantage, I think. Or female trolls, anyway.
Female trolls, yeah.
Because, you know, if you disarm them, all they have to do is hit you with their tits. And you give up instantly. You know, it's a runaway kind of situation. Ha ha, I have your sword.
Oh, yeah? Ah! It stuck to me face!
Just looking at him was bad enough.
Oh, God.
I like Suresh. Suresh says, just more encouragement to shoot them before they get to you.
That's true. Oh,
man. Alright.
Oh, Griffin milk, huh?
Griffin milk. There we go. Oh, God, Domino, no. Domino says, it could be worse. The male trolls could have a similar effect.
Oh, goodness. I don't even want to think about it. Oh, no, I thought about it.
That was bad.
Thanks, Domino.
Oh!
I'm not sending you any more quote pictures.
Oh, God. That's horrible.
Oh, goodness.
We have sunk to a new low here on the Jethro Silverwing Show.
That's unusual.
Just when you think it can't get any worse.
Wait a minute. We found another rock layer. Let's dig a little deeper.
Well, I don't know. When you think about how well those boobs of the trolls swang, they probably made milkshakes.
Oh, God.
Okay,
let's
let's not talk about
that's
troll
where
boobs.
Where Shamrock anymore. Shakes come from every year.
All right. Enough.
Oh.
No more.
No more milk talk.
No more troll booby talk, please. All right.
Yes, brain.
It's always spoiling my fun.
Brain.
Have you ever done the solo mission, hon? The Kuldane solo mission where you sneak around with the giants and stuff?
No, I don't think I have.
I swear to God, I cannot do that without them seeing me at least once.
At least I don't think I have.
Well, the thing is, you're not supposed to be seen, and you're not supposed to kill any except the ones you're supposed to at the very end.
Huh.
So, if you get seen, then you get a less reward. You don't get a cloudy Velium jewel, which makes me upset because that's an extra 500 faction points. So usually at that point, if I ever get seen, it's like, okay, fine, you're dying. Because 50 gold isn't worth it.
Suresh says you have to watch for the pathing very carefully.
I do, but
do
it's
not
like...
hit the weapon racks. If you touch them, you wake them up.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow, some way, my timing's off. And, oh, you're seen. Oh, fine. You're dying, man. I don't care.
Yeah, because who cares about the 50 gold reward?
No, at that point, it's open fair game on anything in there. So.
Yeah.
But I like doing that. I like doing those little the daily ones with that.
Yeah, it's definitely something different.
I like it because it's like a little bit of a challenge.
It is. Very interactive. We need more zones like that.
Yeah.
No.
All right, I mean, you can't take a buddy with you.
Oh, I see. They want to throw Lear in. That might work.
Of course.
Just don't throw her into a weapon rack.
Throw her at the giant?
You're like, hey, look! A distraction!
Yep. It might work. I'll have to add that into my walkthrough for it.
There you go. I'll throw the mirror at the giants. Yes. Okay.
Put that in as a tip. On the and here's a tip. Bring a friend along. Make sure they're a gnome or a halfling, and throw them. Throw them as a distraction.
Set it as for gnome tossing again.
Oh yeah, gnomes might deserve it. I like punting gnomes around.
I see how you are.
Wait, are you a gnome?
No.
Well, then you can't be offended.
Okay.
You should enjoy it.
You should. Punting gnomes is fun.
I'm going to have to write a song about that.
I love punting gnomes.
No. I don't like reusing other songs. I've already done that one.
Sorry, I just couldn't resist.
That's all right. Alrighty, so, what have you learned this week? A lot, apparently. Make sure to check out eq2.zam.com on a daily basis. And if there's nothing new there, make sure to write and complain. Hey, I was here 12 minutes ago and there's no new content. What the hell?
We do sleep sometimes.
I'm sorry.
Oh. I've been decorating the past 2 days. I need the mental break.
I see. Oh, you know what? We almost forgot. We have some birthdays to announce this week. All right, so let's see here. Birthdays this week. Thraxarius, who is the boyfriend of Ryjacky. His birthday is this week.
Hooray!
Xantor from the Antonia Vale server. Zam.com's Calthine!
Yay!
Calthine! And President of Sony Online Entertainment, John Smedley!
Yay,
John! And here come the birthday trolls!
Happy birthday to you!
Happy birthday, you guys.
And many more.
Let me see here. Okay, so that's coming out on Thursday.
They change it again.
We already covered how Zam gets their information from Sony.
Very carefully.
Send you a database. It's not like you're leeching off their servers or anything like that.
No. That and mashing our heads into the keyboard as we grind on the test server.
Is there anything that's come out from EverQuest 2 that that just made you say, damn, that was neat?
Like, anything at all?
Anything. An item, a quest, bit of lore.
I don't know. I'm sure there's plenty of things.
Nothing pops to mind, though. I probably should have emailed you that question earlier.
That would have been helpful.
That's not how we roll here at the Jethel Silverwing Show. Preparations? What's that?
Yeah. Let's roll with it. I don't know. You know, there's plenty of things that have amused me. You know, like the Icon Has Cheeseburger questline and Sentinel's Fade.
That's always fun.
Oh, that was great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, they put a lot of funny things in there. I always love that. There's plenty of things that I've been surprised about lore-wise. I can't think of anything specific offhand, but...
Right.
I don't know.
Why do you think it never rains in Antonica?
Because it's Texas. I really don't know. I think it rains every once in a blue moon there. So maybe they just need more blue moons. I don't know.
I thought Freeport stole all the rain clouds.
That could be. You know, Lucan might be gathering them for something sinister.
Oh, but you know what, though? I bet you that there's going to be some conspiracy theorists out there. They're going to blame the Ratongas. They came to Kinos and there's no rain!
That could be. Maybe they chase the rain away so their cheese wouldn't get wet.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than soggy cheese.
That's true.
Very true. Oh, I haven't been here in a while. I'm in the Forest Ruins.
Oh, yeah.
How do you get the Basalt Watcher to wake up? I want to kill him.
I don't know if there's a specific way. I've just seen him awake a couple times.
You have to kill everything up there first?
Okay. That could be.
I can try that. I don't think it'd be a big problem. I'm level 90. They're like level 10.
Well, go mentor down first. Jeez.
Well, you know...
Not challenging, still.
You know, my thing with being level 90 is I fought to get to level 90.
You're going to slaughter everything in your path.
It's my right to kill everything in my sight. That's the way I look at it. Why are you killing all these things? Because I can.
They must die.
Slowly, painfully. This is for all the times you killed me.
Yeah, it's fun to go back to, like, Grub Digger. Oh, man, that sucker got me so many times. Oh, my God!
Oh, what was
that?
Are
you there? Oh, my gosh, I'm sorry. We just had a huge thunderbolt.
Oh, was that what that was?
It shook the fish tank, yeah.
Holy crap, I heard that.
That sounded like
my
a smack.
Yeah,
I'm
okay,
to be
well...
power.
Yeah.
I should probably go.
That's probably a good sign to go, then.
Yeah, that scared me.
Wow, I thought something dropped behind you or something. Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, well,
I can't tell you how frightened I am.
Okay, well, let's get you off the air here and you shut down your computer before you get zapped or something, all right?
That's a good idea. Thank you for having me, guys.
Thank you very much for coming on. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, I seriously thought, like, a bookshelf fell behind her or something
like that. I
thought
so, too.
Wow. Can't say I've heard a thunderclap that loud in a long time.
Well, who was the god of storms?
Karana.
Karana? Maybe that was Karana's doing.
It's Karana saying, you're no longer allowed to be on the gentle show. Wow.
Yeah, that did. It sounded like something just crashed behind her, not, lightning. Wow, that's pretty amazing.
It was wild. It was wacky. Only here on the Gentle Silverwing Show, Silena gets electrocuted live!
Oh, God!
Oh, we can't do that. Then all the people from Freeport are like, hey, let's tune into the Gentle Show to see who gets killed next.
That wouldn't be fun. That would be good.
The Gentle Silverwing Fun Time and Execution Hour.
Let's see who's gonna get zapped this week.
It's almost like when we were joking around that we were gonna, have a segment on the show. Gentle hit something with a hammer.
Yeah, I took all those blunt objects away from you too.
Well, come on, Basalt Watcher, I want to kill you. Anyway,
I forgot how to get him going. I think you have to kill everything up there, and then he gets all pissed off and. But you think he's really going to wake up for you at that stage?
You must.
He takes one look at you and goes, he must be thinking I'm crazy.
Get your ass up here. I'll kick it.
Anyway, you know what I like?
What?
Have you ever seen Motorhead in concert?
No.
I love the way they start their shows.
Well, Motorhead, I'm here to kick your ass.
And then they start playing.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Pretty awesome. Okay, anyway, I think that's it for the Gentle Show this week. So we've had loud thunder, lightning, and earthquake. And
you could always talk about the movie I got you to watch this week.
Which one was that? Oh, Philip Morris?
Yes.
I love you, Philip Morris. Now, I got to admit, I am not a big fan of most Jim Carrey movies. I thought he was great in Living Color, for those of you who actually remember that sketch show. But not a fan of some of his work. But I Love You, Philip Morris, I thought was very good.
Is it because of who he hit was Cold Star was?
What the hell's his name? Ewan McGregor.
Yes.
It's not because of Ewan McGregor. I think they worked very well together.
I think they worked very well together. I was surprised.
Yeah, they worked very well together. But I just thought it was an all-over good movie.
Which is shocking because I picked it out, and usually, you know...
Usually you pick the chick flick.
I do not!
But this wasn't a chick flick, it was a gay flick. That's yes, go see I Love You, Philip Morris, and see Jim Carrey fucking a guy up the ass.
It looks like it, but he's not. Well, what about him and McGregor kissing?
What, am I supposed to be turned on? I was surprised McGregor did it, but hey, he's a professional actor.
I'm surprised they both did it. But yeah, they're very good actors, but I'm sure that...
Oh, I've seen Jim Carrey kiss men before, but it was, you know, part of a skit when he was dressed up like a woman. So, no big shock there, but I would say that they both did very well. And if you're a fan of comedy, I thought it was very good.
I wonder how many outtakes they had.
Probably quite a few. You would have to actually get it on DVD to actually get the outtakes.
If they had any that they put out.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. I can't imagine both of them keeping a straight face throughout that entire movie. So I'm sure there are outtakes. Alright. Anything else?
No, I think that's it.
What did you think about Return of the Living Dead 2 and 3?
I've seen them before.
You've seen 3?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
You gotta love Return of the Living Dead Part 2, though. It's like we've done this before! You did! That was funny.
That is funny when they say that.
Alrighty. I think that's gonna be it for this week, folks. I wanna thank Silena.
Hope I'm pronouncing that right.
Selena, for joining us this evening. Zam.com for most, for most, if not all, of your request information. Of course, you know, no need to advertise Zam.com. They're like the most famous request 2 related site out there. Alrighty. And happy birthday again to Thraxarius, Calathine, John Smedley, and Xantor. You guys rock.
Thank you very much.
Next week, our guest might be Serest of the Antonia Bell server. We'll have to work that out.
We can get him.
We can get
him. I'm sure he will.
We can get him in here. We'll talk about stuff and things. Maybe about being Ratanka.
Could be.
But the week after, if all goes well, our guest will be Win-Win. Of the Win-Win situation. Alrighty. Alright, folks, that's it for this week. I'll have the podcast up the next day or so. Good night, everyone. Naughty dreams. Say good night, Elquin.
Good night, Elquin.
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elquin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
I'm Chief Ant Nibbleman!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, 2 badgers, a package of expired Twinkies, a sack of walnuts, Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Jelly Rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elkun Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.